Grandpa Joe's kitchen always smelled of adventure. Today it was the tantalizing aroma of nothing. "Oh no!" cried 6-year-old Jose, his curly hair bouncing. 5-year-old Luke, usually cool as a cucumber, looked worried. "No mac and cheese, Grandpa." Grandpa Joe, with a twinkle in his eye, patted his apron. "Well, buckaroos, it seems we have a mac and cheese mystery. I have the recipe, the pot, the stove. But where, oh, where are the ingredients?" Suddenly, the old-fashioned shopping cart they used for garden chores, usually parked by the shed, began to glow. Jose and Luke gasped as it rolled into the kitchen, sparkling with a rainbow of colours. "Wow," whispered Jose. "This isn't just any shopping cart," Grandpa Joe announced. "This is a magical shopping cart, and it's going to help us solve our mystery," he winked. "But first, we need to find some ingredients." Luke pointed to a picture of golden wheat on the cart's side. "What's that, Grandpa?" "That, my little explorer, is wheat, the very beginning of our macaroni pasta." The cart vibrated, and suddenly they were no longer in Grandpa Joe's kitchen. They were standing in a vast golden field under a big blue sky. A friendly-looking woman, Farmer Fiona, was driving a big, noisy tractor. "Hello there," Farmer Fiona called, waving. "Looks like you're interested in my wheat. I've been busy planting and harvesting these tiny seeds. It's hard work, but I love growing the food that feeds so many people." She showed them a handful of wheat kernels. "These little guys will become flour, then delicious macaroni." "So, she grows it, and then what?" Jose asked, always curious. "Excellent question, Jose," Grandpa Joe beamed. The magical shopping cart hummed again, and poof. They were in a bustling factory where big machines whirred and clacked. A kind man in a white hat, Mr. Pasta, waved at them. "Welcome to the macaroni factory," Mr. Pasta exclaimed. "Farmer Fiona sends her lovely wheat to us. We turn it into flour, mix it with water, and then our amazing machines shape it into all sorts of pasta, including swirly, twirly macaroni." He showed them long, thin strands of dough being cut into their familiar elbow shapes. "It's teamwork. Farmer Fiona grows the wheat and we make the pasta. We both help each other so everyone can enjoy mac and cheese." Luke giggled. "It's like magic." "Speaking of teamwork, what else do we need for mac and cheese?" Grandpa Joe prompted. The cart's light shimmered, illuminating a picture of a cow. "Ah, yes, cheese." Zoom. They were on a green grassy farm. Happy cows munched peacefully. Miss Daisy, a cheerful dairy farmer, was milking a cow. "Moo!" she greeted them. "Welcome to Daisy's Dairy Farm. These lovely cows give us fresh milk every day. We take very good care of them so they can produce the best milk for all sorts of delicious things, like butter, yogurt, and of course cheese." She explained how she milks the cows, stores the milk, and sends it to the cheesemakers. "I provide the milk, and the cheesemakers turn it into glorious cheese." This was voluntary exchange, working together for everyone's benefit. The magical shopping cart blinked. Next, they were inside a cool, slightly smelly, but in a good way, building. Mr. Cheddar the cheesemaker was stirring a gigantic vat of milk. "Hello, little chefs. This milk from Miss Daisy's farm is becoming cheddar cheese. It takes time and special tools to transform liquid milk into solid, delicious cheese. It's a wonderful process of science and art." He explained how he carefully cultures and presses the milk into blocks of cheese, showcasing a real-world application of chemistry and biology in food production. He showed them big wheels of yellow cheese. "Soon this cheese will be ready for your mac and cheese." "So, we have macaroni and cheese," Jose noted, tapping his chin thoughtfully. "But how does it get to us?" The cart pulsed with vibrant energy, transporting them to a bustling highway. A friendly giant in a big truck, Mr. Wheels, honked his horn. "Hop aboard, little travellers. I'm Mr. Wheels, and I'm a trucker. My job is super important. I transport all the macaroni from Mr. Pasta's factory and all the cheese from Mr. Cheddar's creamery to the grocery stores all over the country. Without truckers, you wouldn't get your favourite foods." His truck was an amazing piece of engineering, designed to safely carry tons of goods over long distances. "That's a big truck," Luke marvelled, pointing at the massive tyres. It sure is, Luke. It's built to move things from one place to another efficiently and safely, Grandpa Joe added, explaining the concept of logistics and transportation. The magical shopping cart gave a final, joyful flicker, and they were back in Grandpa Joe's kitchen. But this time, sitting perfectly inside the cart, were a box of perfectly twirly macaroni, a block of bright orange cheddar cheese, and a fresh carton of milk. Hooray! Jose and Luke cheered. But wait, Grandpa Joe said, holding up a finger. One more stop. Who helps us find all these wonderful ingredients in one place? The cart spun slowly, landing them in their local grocery store. Mrs. Green, the grocer, was neatly stacking apples. Welcome back. I'm Mrs. Green, your friendly grocer. I make sure our store is filled with all the delicious things you need. Macaroni, cheese, milk, fruits, veggies, everything. Truckers like Mr. Wheels bring it all to me, and I organise it so you can easily find what you're looking for. I also run the store, making sure we have enough of everything and that it's all fresh. She showed them how different sections of the store were organised, an example of classification and system design. So, everyone helps each other, Jose exclaimed, his eyes wide with understanding. Farmer Fiona grows the wheat, Mr. Pasta makes the macaroni, Miss Daisy gets the milk, Mr. Cheddar makes the cheese, Mr. Wheels delivers it all, and Mrs. Green puts it in the store for us to buy. Exactly, Grandpa Joe smiled. It's like a giant, wonderful team, all working together, each doing their part, for everyone to enjoy delicious mac and cheese. It's called a supply chain and division of labour. Everyone specialises in one task, and we all benefit from it. He explained that they pay Mrs. Green for the ingredients, and she pays the trucker, who pays the farmers and makers. This is the voluntary exchange of goods and services, creating a whole economy. Back in the kitchen, Jose and Luke helped Grandpa Joe cook the mac and cheese. They stirred the macaroni, watched the cheese melt into a creamy sauce, and felt like real chefs after their amazing journey. When the first cheesy golden spoonful entered their mouths, it tasted even better than usual. "This isn't just mac and cheese," Luke declared, a cheesy grin on his face. "This is teamwork mac and cheese," Grandpa Joe ruffled their hair, "and a delicious mystery solved, thanks to our magical shopping cart and a lot of smart, hard-working people. Remember, every bite of food has a story, and behind every story are incredible people. Smart science, amazing technology, and lots of cooperation." Jose and Luke looked at their empty bowls, already planning their next food adventure with the magical shopping cart, eager to uncover more steam secrets hidden in their everyday meals.